Hey, pageant friend, this is Meg Brattle Brown, your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast, where we talk about crowns, causes, and courage. Whether you're new to the pageant scene or a pageant veteran, this podcast is for you. And not only do we get to hear from amazing pageant queens, but we will also hear amazing stories from pageant directors, judges, coaches, hair and makeup stylists, and photographers. So yes, this is truly an All Things Pageantry podcast. So don't forget to share, like, and follow us on all our social media platforms as well as our website to keep up on the latest pageant buzz. So come on, let's dive into today's episode of All Things Pageantry podcast. Well, hello, this is Meg Brattle Brown, host of All Things Pageantry podcast. And today I have Kendra Hicks, the 2024 American United Miss Texas. So Kendra, welcome.
Thank you.
So glad that you could be here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you. So we were talking a little bit before the recording started, and we have a connection here. She was Miss Virginia Petite this previous year, like right to 2023.
And I was.
Yeah, and we were at Nationals together back in August in Milwaukee.
Yes, crazy.
What a small world, yeah. So tell me, let's kind of start off with this. How did you get into pageantry, and what was your very first pageant?
My very first pageant was in 2016. I was 16 years old, and I did National American Miss Texas Teen. That was my first pageant. I think my mom had seen an advertisement or something online, but she signed me up for it. I was very interested, and I ended up placing top five at that pageant. And unbeknownst to me at the time, that had qualified me to go to their national pageant in LA. So I went to that one. And by the time all of that was said and done, I had the bug, and it was over with after that. So I spent a couple of years doing more local pageants, and I kind of have done them on and off since then. I'm 24 now, so I'm in the Miss division, but I love them all. I think that they're so fun, and I don't have any plans to stop competing anytime soon.
Yeah. You know, it's such a good experience, I think, pageantry is, because especially in the interview portion when you're rehearsing or practicing, just really understanding what you want to say to the judges. I mean, that's good across the board in terms of
yes.
when you're applying for jobs or when you're applying for graduate school or even like a PhD program. So it really prepares you for other non-pageant events in your life.
Yeah, and that's something I didn't even realize when I was 16 and 17 competing, but it has helped me. I always kind of go into pageant mode if I'm ever in an interview situation outside of a competition, just because that is one skill that I believe that there's many, but that is one that I think is timeless. It will always be necessary to know how to speak to people and know how to talk about your goals. And I definitely attribute pageantry to that skill.
Yes, yes. Wonderful. So tell me about your title, 2024 American United Miss Texas, and tell us a little bit more about the pageant and when Nationals are coming up.
Yes, so I have Nationals sort of at the end of summer of this year. It's in September. But American United Miss is a newer pageant system, and their motto is Serve for the Crown. And they also have a hashtag called Unity, Compassion, Service. And so the pageant system itself is very service-based, which is what drew me to it. Because one thing that I did with my previous title when we were together at Miss Petite USA, it was a great experience. And, you know, being Miss Virginia Petite USA was amazing. But if I could go back and change one thing, I would have used my title a lot more. And I mean that by getting out into the community and doing more service projects that centered around other people. And, you know, granted, I was going through a lot of life changes at that point, so I can give myself some grace, but I'm in a position now where I am comfortable and able to get out and really get some hours in and figure out how my community needs me. And I've been doing that with this title as AUM Texas Miss. It's been amazing. So I'm glad that I am with a system this season that really pushes and values that. One thing I've noticed with my sister queens is that everyone is always ready to rally around whoever is currently doing a really big project. They have support from all of us and however we can help. And that's really great too.
So how did you find AUM?
It was a happy accident, actually. After Petite USA Nationals, I had a little change of plans for what I wanted to do. And I was scouring online, trying to see if there were any systems that were really calling to me. I didn't want to rush into anything, especially at the end of the year. A lot of systems are sort of getting ready for the next season anyway. And I wasn't expecting to find any system to join right away. But I think AUM had an ad running on Instagram or something. And so I clicked on it and just did my brief research, clicked on their website. Because they're such a new system, they did have, you know, a lot of other appointed titles available and things like that. And once I read through their mission statement, talked to my coach about the competitions, one thing for me that I look for when I'm looking at a new pageant system is, what are their required competitions? Am I going to be comfortable preparing for them? Because knowing your strengths, there's some competitions, you know, you just probably don't want to compete in. So yeah. I was looking at their required competitions. Everything looked amazing. And I just decided to go for it. And I'm very glad that I did.
Awesome. So what other states can be appointed, or really any kind of state, any of the 50 states?
I think at this time, they have possibly one state pageant in North or South Carolina, because that's where they're based. Nothing on the West Coast right now. And I'm actually considering, if I stay with the system long term, which I think it could be a plan of mine, I'm considering seeing what the options are for possibly helping that situation out, because I think there are so many girls out here that would love AUM. And I think they're really in a prime market right now too, for a lot of people who are entering into pageantry. So I'm hoping that they expand, but right now it is mostly appointed titles.
Yeah. You know, I had a conversation with another pageant queen, and it seems like a lot of these newer pageants are more community service based, more professional based than, you know, what people typically think about a pageant, which is beauty and just
right.
You know, the outside versus, you know, is she smart? Is she a leader? Is she a community activist? Does she make change in society? So I'm really glad that these pageants are starting, and their focus is more for the every female, every woman, you know, and anyone can be.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's really great. It's a good shift.
So with AUM, is there just a Miss division, or are there other divisions that someone might be interested in?
Yes, there are other divisions. I think they go all the way down to Petite Miss, which is around 5-ish. But they've got Miss right now. My division is the oldest division. They've got Teen, Junior Miss, Petite Miss. There might be a Mini. There just might be. I'm not super sure. But I think in the future, and I haven't talked to the directors about this or anything, but just from how I've seen them already start to kind of shift, there could be a Miss soon. And that would be nice. I'm hoping for a Ms. division, especially as I get older. I don't want to age out too soon, but they do have quite a few divisions, and I'm glad that they go so young, because I think a lot of systems kind of are dropping off the younger end and maybe adding on to the older divisions, which is great, but you do lose some when you have to do things like that. But right now they've got divisions for littles, which I love.
So
yes, they are super cute.
Adorable. Tell us about your platform. I was reading through your bio and loving your bio. So tell us what it's called and how you developed it and what you're doing now for your bio.
Thank you for that. Well, my current platform is called Trash to Treasure Totes, and it's a nonprofit, very small organization that I've started, but it stemmed from my college major, which was fashion merchandising. I like to create things. I like to sew and construct, but I'm not too good yet at making garments. So I was talking to my pageant coach, and we were wondering how I can take my passion for sewing and creating and put it towards something bigger. And I came up with the idea of taking donated clothing and deconstructing the pieces and then sewing them back into tote bags. And then I reach out to local organizations or local food stores for hygiene supplies and basic supplies that most people who are below the poverty line find themselves needing. And we do many fundraisers for those items. Once I get enough, I stuff the bags with those items, and then they get donated as a group to local shelters, women's shelters, or police stations take them often, and the police will just hand them out to little kids as they see, you know, they're making their stops and they see that they could use them. And it's been really great, especially because so many thrift stores, and especially big chain thrift stores, they constantly take in donations, but they've actually fallen into a routine of overconsumption as well with clothing. And a lot of their donations won't ever sell for multiple reasons, but they end up in a clothing dump. You know, it's just there's one extra step to get there. And so people who might not want to donate the clothing, they can give them to me and I'll repurpose them somehow.
Awesome. So where are you based? So you're in Texas, correct?
I am, yes. I'm in Central Texas. So Killeen, Fort Cavazos now area.
Wow. I mean, that's, you know, I really haven't heard much about using fashion, like repurposing the fashion mm-hmm. into something that people can tangibly have. And inside, there are products that are definitely needed for, you know, daily life. That's amazing.
Yeah, so thank what, you.
You said you're working with some police precincts and some homeless yes. shelters. What has been the response in terms of them receiving your bag? Because I think that's such
a lot of times idea. The response is just surprised thankfulness. Once, or on the other hand, they're a little confused. Why is she just offering these to us? Mm-hmm. But once I kind of get to someone that is able to listen and has the decision to make on if they can take the donations, they're usually very grateful. And there have been some organizations where the red tape really gets involved, because a lot of nonprofits, they've got strict rules on what they can and can't accept for their own reasons. So I would say if I've met any challenges, it would be that. But usually at that point, I can take the products out and at least give them the tote bags, you know? And so there's ways still to make it work. But for the most part, the response has been really, really good. And I hope it's kind of striking a movement. It makes me happy and sad that they're so shocked that someone's just showing up and wanting to help for no reason other than being able to. But I'm glad that I'm able to do that at the same time.
Yeah. No, I get it. I make period packs filled with feminine hygiene products.
And, oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Hygiene products and put them in mm-hmm. little packs and send them to schools. And initially, I agree with you. Initially, people were like, what is this? Why yeah. are you giving this to me? What am I supposed to do with this? But, you know, exactly. It's been several years. So, it definitely is a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process to
nice.
To kind of educate people that, you know, this is
right.
what we're doing. This is the purpose behind it. And this is how I can help.
Yes, absolutely. And it's actually kind of been a segue for me as well, because there are a couple of schools in the area who have invited me to run sort of like a fashion club for the young students. And the fashion club is great because we don't really focus on the bags as much, but we do focus on the concept of sustainable fashion. And a lot of the young girls are just finding an interest in upcycling and deconstructing clothing. And that's really all that I ask. I don't really ask them to change their opinion on overconsumption. That's a heavy topic and it looks different for everyone. But I think even striking an interest in making things instead of buying new things all the time is important too.
Yeah. No, I agree. Because, I mean, I don't know about now. I mean, you're younger than me, so I'm sure you can give me some insight. But are schools like teaching home ec, where they teach you how to sew and stuff? I mean, is that still?
No, they actually aren't. And I'm glad you asked that, because I teach, like my day job is a teacher, and mm-hmm. they actually are not. It's not that important anymore at all. They actually, I've had the opportunity to teach in the middle of my fashion classes, just basic cursive and reading skills, because here in Texas, if it's not on a standardized test, they don't learn it. So they've actually yeah. kind of gotten rid of all home ec classes, any sort of like taxes and things. Those are still offered as electives, but they're not really pushed. And so I think it's really fun to come in and give them a little bit extra, something new they don't see every day.
I was maybe middle school or high school, In Helmec, they wanted us to build, to create our own stuffed animal. So we had patterns, and use the patterns and cut it out of the fabric, and then sew the right way, and then stuff it, and then had a panda. It was a big panda.
Oh, whatever happened to him, but I wish I could have taken Helmec. That sounds great.
Yeah, there are just some certain skills that will never, I mean, there will always be a need, especially in sewing, like sewing a button back on or, buying a pair of pants and realizing, oh my gosh, they're way too long for my legs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Many skills that still feel like need to be taught.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
At least, like you said, as an elective, at least now,
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's kind of been something that I was just asked to do and said yes. But since I've said yes, I would like to make it a more regular part of my reign, is just expanding beyond the tote bags and giving more practical skills on the issue as well.
Yeah. So going back to the tote bags, what material works best?
What works the worst? Any silk is just off the table. I'll take silk, but if I use it, I use it for the lining, the inside of the bag. But even still, even designers will tell you silk and lace, so hard. What works best is denim. And t-shirt material works really good, except I use an interfacing for that, and it's just like a white fabric that kind of molds to the cotton of the t-shirt to give it more of a structure, and so it can function more like a tote bag, because I'm sure you've stretched out a t-shirt before. When you pack a tote bag, they behave the same way. But my most popular donations are t-shirts and denim, and luckily they work the best as well. Because deconstructing those, I often will get pieces that are already big enough to go ahead and make into the tote bags. But sometimes I have to sew a few pieces together and then cut out the pattern. So it makes it look more fun. But denim and even khakis, t-shirts, always really good solid fabrics work.
This is wonderful. I am not skilled in that, but I'm glad that you are, and you are amazing at it from what
I
understand.
I'm
so excited for you. So we may have already touched on it, but tell us, what are you excited about for your 2024 reign as American United Miss Texas?
Yes, thank you. Well, it's such a hard question to answer, but I love this question. So I did mention I'm being very intentional this year about getting out and serving my community with the title. That's something that I really want to make worthwhile. But apart from that, I'm really excited to go into nationals and compete for the first time in a talent competition, which is optional. It's not one of our required competitions, but I went ahead and I kind of just threw the gauntlet and I said I was going to do talent. And I'm excited for that because I've never competed talent before in a pageant. And so I'm preparing for that, what I'm going to do and what my act will be and rehearsing and everything. But I'm really ready for that too, because now that we're officially in 2024, it's time to start thinking about the competition aspect. I've been blessed to have 3 or 4 solid months where I was just volunteer, like what's my mission, what's my goal. And now I'm back to prep season. And so I think I'm excited to enter back into that because I haven't thought about it for a while.
So yeah, talent, or having a talent option, I think is wonderful. I always love to listen to people either sing or dance or even do a monologue. So what other optionals are there at AUM?
Well, AUM has a ton of optionals for being a new pageant. They actually have a lot. They have talent this year. There's an optional national title that you can opt to enter, which is the Outstanding Miss title, and it's very community service based. They've got casual wear, fun fashion, color photogenic, and then black and white photogenic, and a few runway competitions that I can't really think of the name of, but I, off the top of my head, I think the last time I looked at it, there were 6 or 7 that they're offering on top of the 3 required competitions. So you will not be bored at all. And if you're someone who's looking for a budget-friendly pageant, the awesome news is that being so new, they're still able to offer this many competitions at a pretty reasonable price across the board because they are capping competitors too. And I think I heard one of the directors say at one point, you know, for them, it's about just making sure it's a quality experience and they don't want an influx before they're ready for the influx of contestants. So they're very focused on the experience and, as well.
And so then the 3 required competitions are?
They are interview, formal wear, obviously, and fun fashion. And that is also the first time I'll be doing a fun fashion required competition. Usually the ones that I've done in the past have been optional. So no pressure. Finding a fun fashion outfit's always crazy, but we're looking.
And then I'm sure the questions everyone's wondering, are you going to make your own?
Yes. Oh, I am. Of course I am. State wear is another optional. I'm doing my own outfit for state wear and probably fun fashion. I'll be constructing my own. And I've been looking at patterns all week. Next is to go look at fabric. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, wow.
Yes, hopefully they turn out well. I did try, actually, I made my state competition wear for Petite USA. It was very, very simple, though, very basic. And now I'm wanting to expand and do something much more difficult.
That's awesome.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So since you've been competing since you were a teenager, what is something that you would say to someone who is just in the beginning stages of maybe just thinking about entering a pageant? What would you tell them, whether they're 16 like you were or 26, 36 and beyond?
I would tell them that pageants, if they teach you one thing, they're going to teach you how to get back up again. And that's why I would recommend them to anyone, because it's not about the title. You know, you have to understand, you really have to understand the odds when you walk into a pageant. There's one winner a lot of the time. There's one, maybe two. And so if you're entering into this type of activity for the title, the odds are slim. So it's up to you to make the experience much more than that. And when it's not your day, it doesn't mean that you weren't good enough. Pageants are subjective. That's how I've always thought of it. And I think that sums them up perfectly. They're subjective. And so your reign is what you make it, and your experience and what you choose to learn from it is what you make it. But I know in the last 2 years, I have learned to just keep going. When it hasn't been my day for the title, I don't think anything has taught me that old saying, you know, the only way to guarantee you lose is if you don't try again, or, you know, you've heard it said a million different ways. But that saying, I've heard it my whole life, and then pageants really taught it to me. And so I have goals title-wise, and I think anyone who competes regularly does, but it's about the journey. Every time it's about the journey. I think that's why you find girls who just keep coming back to the same system over and over and over. It's because they've found more to do with their titles than just look forward to that one 3-day weekend and hope that they win. And so anyone who wants to enter, I would just make sure they know that that's part of the journey. And more likely than not, that's going to be something they experience too. And it's just up to them to make it worth it.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot of girls that I know that enter pageants for a variety of reasons. I mean, different reasons. And it, you know, as long as you have your own personal goals and you work your way towards those goals, and pageantry is a vehicle for you to reach those goals and accomplish those goals, then I think you're successful no matter what.
Absolutely.
With a big crown and a big sash, I mean, you've already won. You've already.
Yes, you know. Absolutely. I love that about pageants. They're great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. So where, I mean, if someone wants to donate, like someone, like myself, I have lots of, you know, I donate a lot of clothes to Goodwill and whatnot, but what if I wanted to donate some of those fabrics, denim, khaki, t-shirt fabrics to you? What is the best way to get a hold of you? Like, do you have a website or social media that people can follow you in your journey?
I do, yes. So I have an Instagram account right now. It is just AUM Texas Miss. But in the link area, there's a link tree, and at the bottom is a form to fill out with your name and contact information. So if you're interested in donating, I can then email you and we'll figure out how far away are you? Are you going to need to ship things? Can I come to you? And we'll iron everything out. But there's just a contact form there. So people who are interested in donating, I'll be able to reach out and we'll figure out how we can get that done.
Awesome. And then when is Nationals? Where?
Nationals is September 13th, the weekend of September 13th. And I believe it's in South Carolina. It's in North or South Carolina. I always forget. But it's over back on the East Coast. And I used to live over there, so I'm very excited. But it's coming up soon.
Awesome. Yes. It definitely is. Awesome. We'll definitely, keep track of you and your amazing adventure going into Nationals on social media. Is there anything else that you would like to tell our listeners, either about pageantry or fashion or really anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, well, I think if I could leave everyone with anything, it would be just set your goal and don't stop until you've reached your goal. Just don't stop. I don't know why that phrase has been in my mind for the last several months, but it really has. I've been resonating with that. And so whatever that looks like, whether it's pageantry or something different, keep moving. Mm-hmm. Just keep going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And eventually, I think if you're ever in need of whatever, but you keep moving, you find those people or find those opportunities to continue your movement, continue with your journey. I mean, there's always something there for you to
absolutely
learn.
And if you just, yes, and I've been very blessed to learn that as well. So really great.
Awesome. Well, Kendra, thank you so much. I am a little sad that I didn't get to meet you at Petite USA. But,
oh, that's okay. I'll be watching your journey too. You know I will.
It was such a busy weekend.
Oh, yes.
So many girls.
Right. It was awesome.
But no, I will definitely keep tabs on you on your way to the Nationals. And hear more about your Trash to Treasure Totes. I think that's such a smart.
Thank you.
Needed platform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you go back to Nationals. I think it'll be so great. It's in Chicago this year, right? That's awesome. Is it in Chicago this year, Petite
yes,
USA?
Chicago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, Kendra. Again, it was so nice talking with you and meeting you. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.